A sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rem, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on October 24, 1993, in a service on Celebration of Ministry. The sermon is entitled Sheer Joy. The scripture reading is 1 Chronicles 29, verses 10 through 22. The text for the sermon is 1 Chronicles 29, verse 22. Copyright Grand Valley State University.
I've used that passage many times over the years. I went through my files yesterday and found that there were trivial items going back 30 years. I even took a moment to read through a sermon preached in 1964. And was in absolute awe and amazement that I could have taken such a magnificent passage and written such a miserable sermon. Thank God the paper on which it is typed is deteriorating. It will self-destruct within 5 years, I'm sure. But I've used the passage often in a celebration of some significant event like the dedication of this sanctuary in 78 or the new wing 3 or 4 years ago. And of course, it's appropriate for that because that's what David and Israel was celebrating, that great ingathering that brought them such joy, the thought of raising a magnificent temple to the glory of God. But I'm really delighted today that I can use this passage and its exultant note in a time when what we are really celebrating is the unleashing of a ministry. When what we are about today is a party thrown for ourselves because of the life we share together, because of the nature of this community, because of the kind of mission to which we feel called, because of the loving embrace, the support, the joy, the sheer joy of being a people together in the presence of God. David had a wonderful sense of God. Thine, O Lord, is the power and the glory and the victory and the triumph. Thine is the kingdom. God exalted, causing David to exalt, but at the same time causing David to recognize his own creatureliness, his own humanness, so that he moves from that rapturous vision of God to, and who am I, that I should be able thus to enter into this marvelous movement of your kingdom, O God. And then he comes, I think, to one of those great, great biblical insights that what God is really after is simply the integrity of our hearts. In one translation, David says, I know that what you seek is plain honesty. Plain honesty. The integrity and authenticity of a genuine humanness lost in wonder, love, and praise before the greatness of God. But you know, I never went to the end of this passage, and therefore I never got to the party. But after the exalted worship, and that sense of reflection back on himself, he tells us of the celebration on the following day. 1,000 bulls and 1,000 rams and 1,000 lambs with libations, and And we read that the people ate and drank before the Lord with sheer joy. You know, sometimes, probably more often than we do, we ought just to stop and consider what we share together. You are a remarkable community of people. This is a community that is what it is, not accidentally. It is what it is because it's a community that has been gathered around a certain understanding of God, the God of all grace, the God full of mercy, the God who is an abyss of love. Our community is not accidental. It is in direct relationship to our theology. And I'll tell you the way to check the theology of this place. Taste the community. This is a community of joy, sheer joy. Oh, we're serious about a lot of things. We're serious about that understanding of God. We're serious about nurturing our children into a sense of the love of God that will never abandon them. We're serious about launching young people into the world with a kind of faith that will enable them to encounter anything and stand strong. We're serious about giving to people in the middle years with all those pressures the kind of support that will enable them to negotiate life's passages, its mountains and its valleys. And we're serious about being able to speak a word of comfort and hope at the end and burying our people, resting in the God of all mercy. But you know, as I was saying to somebody the other day, I like people who are serious about their work. But I get nervous about people who are serious about themselves in their work. And if I could translate that into a community of faith like this, I would say, we're dead serious about being the people of God. But we're not serious about ourselves in the meantime. We take ourselves lightly. The community's laced with a good bit of humor. We're able to laugh at ourselves. We're able to kick up our heels and dance and sing and to have a party like today. The sounds of the jazz flowing out into the parking lot put smiles on your face as you approach this place this morning. And it's right and good that we take a day just simply to celebrate who we are, to thank God for a place of grace, for a place of freedom, for the experience of sheer joy. Let me say a personal word this morning. There is not another place to which I would want to go. And let me say an honest word. There's not another place that would have me. And so, you see, I'm stuck. You're stuck. Let the party continue. Let's sing from the bottom of our hearts, oh God, we love you.